sorry for my son at the moment. Not a good day. He just sent me an email. He and Charlotte have been up all night.
He just sent you an email?
Yeah.
At what would be 3:07
right.
in the morning West Coast
yeah.
time?
Right.
He's still up then.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because Charlotte has had, quote-unquote, explosive diarrhea.
What did you feed her before you left?
Well, when we went to, we had brunch at Lulu's. And there were some eggs left over, and I don't know what was in the eggs. So she had some eggs, and clearly it didn't agree with her. And
why is Charlotte not with you?
Because I'm in
Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh,
at KNUU.
I love that place.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program.
That's right. Say hey to Andy and everybody else.
We got our thumbs up for Andy.
Andy's a good guy.
Woo-hoo. Thumbs up for Andy.
I haven't come to see Andy in a while.
Andy's doing fine. It's Tuesday, March 15th, 2011. And a lot of things going on. This thing in Wisconsin, the union stuff in Ohio, and the fact that people can't separate the union movement, the private side of it, with the public sector. There's nothing much that I can add to the conversation. It's frustrating to have the news media so, and then a lot of union people, too, twist and turn this thing around. But at one point, everybody, it would seem to me, has got to figure out that we cannot continue to pay these kinds of retirement benefits and other things that clearly are payoffs to union members who raise money for various candidates, and then they get paid off with your tax dollars. That's the reciprocation. You will raise money for candidate X. Candidate X wins, so he wants to pay off the people who helped him. And here are these unions, these public sector unions that support candidate X, and so when it comes time to negotiating, candidate X is happy to vote or happy to, in some way, shape, or form, put your interests ahead of the public. And that's really what this is. And people say, well, they're members of the public as well. Yeah, they are members of the public as well. But by the way, I've listened to a lot of talk radio programs from various states around the country, and the suggestion is clear from many of them and many of the callers who are anonymous. They say they are teachers. Now, you know, there's a whole big controversy now about whether callers to programs are made up or whether they're canned or whether they're, you know, Limbaugh's been talking about it pretty much every day, and me think he does protest too much, because usually when you go on something like that, oh, let it drop. If it's not, you give people cause to be more concerned or wondering, oh, I wonder if there's any truth to that. You know what? It doesn't make any difference, because as long as the program is interesting to listen to, well, what do you care where the callers come from, right? I mean, that would be my approach to it. Anyway, having said that, back to the union stuff. These people who are calling radio programs and they're saying they're teachers or they're policemen or they work for the county or whatever it is, and they are members of these unions, but they don't agree with all of the benefits because the public can't afford anymore. I'm looking at email right now. My town, Framingham, Massachusetts, has this ongoing town meeting issue with some people say it's $33 million. Some other people say it's 10 times that. Yeah. They don't have the money to pay these unfunded retirement things. And the fact they don't even know what the number is, you kind of scratch your head and say, okay, if that's one town, and let's take the low number, it's $30 million. Multiply that times every community and use some sort of distributive analysis of it, and you really come up with some pretty outstanding,
there is
way over the top numbers. Yes, Rich, the fix.
Well, raise everybody's taxes so that we can pay for their benefits.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fix.
Good idea.
And that's what some people want.
That's also true. Yep, let's pay more.
And that's
tax.
Fair.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
That's fair for them to express themselves.
Sure.
800-510-8255. I feel compelled to talk about this story, the tour bus that crashed in New York.
Oh, horrible.
I didn't hear about it.
The guy who was driving the bus fell asleep at the wheel. And what he was saying and what the company was trying to communicate was that there was a truck that clipped him and And that's why he lost control
of the passengers, like, there was no truck.
No, there's no truck. And I will tell you something. You know, I've talked about this before.
Jennifer, just to bring Jennifer and anybody
else. Yeah, and everybody else who doesn't know the story.
Truck swerved, got sideways. A bus swerved, got sideways, hit a bridge abutment, and it almost chopped the whole roof of the bus off.
Yeah, cut the
killed
drop right
13
the
people immediately.
More than that.
Another person died yesterday.
Yeah, right.
70-year-old
oh
guy
gosh.
Died yesterday, and another 15 or 16 badly hurt. It's a mess.
So this guy had a nap. He went to the Mohegan Sun, which is a big casino in Connecticut. But buses from everywhere go down to the Mohegan Sun. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maine. They're all from all over the place. And so he got there at 11 o'clock at night, the bus driver, and had to pick up another group at 3 and bring them back to New York. So he slept in the bus. Now, I will tell you something. I've had about that much sleep here in Las Vegas last night, and I wouldn't want to, when I was driving back, because it's about a two-hour ride for me to come back to where I am out in Arizona when I have these meetings, back to Las Vegas to the hotel. And I was up yesterday probably 19 hours, 20 hours, and I'm driving back along this wide-open stretch of highway, interstate. It's not interstate. That's Route 93.
It's a horrible feeling when you're
and
scared.
I'm sleepy. And
do they have those rumble strips on the roads out there?
Yeah, they do, and that's
so
good.
When you get off to the top.
Right. Plus the fact I had Sirius satellite radio, so I had the 50s channel up about as loud as you could make it go. And
yeah.
I'm singing along.
Cold
and I'm bopping
on.
Along in the car. And so I was okay until I got back into Las Vegas proper, and then, man, was I eager to take. I was so sleepy, I didn't take my clothes off.
Wow.
I just went into bed and went right to sleep. Yeah, exactly. So, anyway.
You must look great right now.
Hey, it actually
but the point isn't how I look. The point is how I sound, Richie.
Right.
Anyway, so this guy falls asleep, and a number of people are killed. And what this brings, what happens in situations like this, there's legislation now before, and maybe rulemaking, I'm not sure which of the two. But the point is that the government wants to change. If you're a truck driver, you might want to weigh in on this at 800-510-8255. The government wants to change the regulations for those people who are driving buses and trucks, over-the-road, interstate carriers, buses. The Motor Carrier Safety Administration is now, they took over for the ICC, the old Interstate Commerce Commission. And so they're... there's good and bad to this. The good thing is that no matter how strong you are and how good you are, when you've driven something for 10 or 12 hours and you haven't stopped, you need to get off your butt, walk around, take a nap, do something like that. Now, I understand what the drivers are saying, especially the drivers that own their own rigs, who have to buy fuel for $4.40 a gallon when a year ago it was $2.49 a gallon. That kind of stuff, you know, there's only so much you can build into what you charge your customers, and the rest of it comes out of your, you know, it comes out of your hide. So that, I'm sympathetic with those people, but also I think that knowing as a person who's driven a lot in his life, sometimes professionally and sometimes...
And owned a bus company, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I owned a company that had... We had about 140 buses that, beside the school bus fleet, another 145 buses, but we had 140 buses, charter buses. We ran the service between Boston and Worcester. We had an express service to Boston from Framingham, and we had a lot of this stuff. I've been around buses and transportation all my life, and it is this is something. That and we all personalize these stories. I remember as a student at Heidelberg, when I was a member of the Heidelberg Concert Choir, going to school in Ohio. We had an annual trip. Every year we would go off on a bus trip for about 10 days and sing. Sometimes we go east, sometimes south, sometimes west. But we would. And when I was in the choir, we hired the Greyhound company out of Detroit. They'd charter two buses, and we had the same drivers. And I remember sitting in the front of the bus, and we'd be out on the road. We'd leave the morning, 7, 8 o'clock, and we maybe have a 10 or 12-hour drive. And by the middle of the afternoon, when the sun was its brightest, I remember this guy's name was Verge Moore. He was the driver of the bus. I was in that bus. I always liked talking to him. I would make sure I would sit in the front seat behind him so that I could talk to him, because the on the first trip, I sat across on the other side, and I watched his eyes as we got into 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hey, wake up.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm telling you. That's what happened. So in the middle, so I'd sit behind him and talk to him because I was worried about him falling asleep. And so here you have these circumstances. There are so many of these bus companies now, Fuang Hua, and all this. There's more crazy bus companies, and they buy these cheap buses that, you know, they pass the federal inspection. But, I mean, I'm not saying that if you hit a bridge abutment, a bus made by MCI or Prevo isn't going to, the top of it isn't going to come off as well. But this is a bus that I believe, I'm looking at a bus sort of sideways, the pictures of it, and it looked to me like it was one of the buses that's made in England. Anyway, the point here is that there needs to be, I don't want to say regulated, companies that, you're stupid. If you have a guy who's driven up to, let's say, Connecticut, he was on the road, he had a trip earlier in the day, then he had one trip earlier in the day from New York to New Jersey. Then he comes back and they send him up to Connecticut. He gets to Connecticut at 11 o'clock at night, and he has 3 or 4 hours to rest, and then he brings the trip of these people back down to the Bronx. You can't really do that and do a good job. So the company's just asking for it. And according to the headline that I saw yesterday in the USA Today, this firm was cited for drivers who were fatigued before. So the government, once again, one of the culprits here is the government for not doing its job, not keeping on the bus company that had a sort of a storied past to begin with. Do you know what I'm saying? So I guess this just an observation that it's just sad that these kind of things happen, and there doesn't seem to be any good reason for it. Okay, today the Ides of March are upon us, and our quickie quiz at 800-510-8255 is for you to take the word IDES, a Latin word, Ides, and tell us what it means for the prize, all right? 800-510-8255, the Latin word Ides, derived from the Latin, that's therefore it's a Latin word.
That's a Latin word, okay.
Two thumbs up for me. I'm
winning.
Winning. What does it mean? 800-510-8255. You know, I listened to that, and we were talking about doing some publicity. Say it again, Doug. Publicity for the program yesterday.
Oh, let's do a winning ad.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said.
Winning.
Winning.
Doug Steffen.
Winning.
Winning.
I'm sorry. Winning.
All right, okay. 800-510-8255. You can be the first person to be declared winning this morning when you tell us about Ides. What is that word? What does it mean in English? 800-510-TALK, 20 after the hour.
Duh. Winning.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
At DougSteffen.com today, the earthquake focus continues. It was so strong, the earthquake in Japan, so strong, it shifted the earth on its axis, shortened the day by a fraction of a second, moved the island. It was first thought it was 8 feet.
Yeah.
Actually, 13 feet.
Wow.
And sank it 2 feet. So it moved to the,
yeah, the
west 13 feet. And the islands of Japan are now 2 feet closer to the core of the planet than they were before this.
So all of the water that came in from the tsunami,
yeah,
is there to stay.
In some areas,
wash out.
Some of it will be there because the island sunk.
It's just so sad. All the nuclear reactors.
Yeah. Interesting to see what everybody is doing about this. I noticed American Airlines is supporting disaster relief. I noticed that a lot of companies have decided that they would have some sort of fund. There is a number of the union movements. There is a movement among unions, schools, radio programs, all kinds of
ways. Did you see
the new
website to help find people?
I did not, Jennifer.
Really kind of cool, and I think it might be the first time ever that they've tried to do this, but you can go on and post messages saying, I'm okay, I'm here, I'm there. Yeah. Families can go through and search the messages to see if their loved ones are okay. It's really interesting.
Yeah. We have also in the Queen of Cheap box at DougSteffen.com a way for you to make free calls and free texting to Japan. If you have friends, relatives, people you want to be in touch with there, help yourself. All right? Just bringing it together. This is not something that I have the staff or the ability to do well, so I would rather not do it at all, but to tell people about where they can go to make donations if that's what you'd want to do. One thing that makes me sick is listening to some of these people who are calling there. Again, with some radio folks, some television people, they have to make an issue. Everything's an issue. Everything is political. We don't have money to do it. Nobody's suggesting, or I don't think, I mean, I don't know whether the president has done it and I haven't heard. I'm sure we're doing something as a nation, as the United States of America, the political entity, to support. We have people from the Army.
The Navy. Yeah, all of the Navy ships are in there.
The Air Force, the helicopters and all that stuff over there. And that's appropriate. I think it's very appropriate for us to be doing that. And these people that say, we don't have any money. If we got money to blow in Afghanistan and waste and some of these other things we get ourselves involved in, we sure as heck can be human beings and help these people. And then, again, the politicization of the nuclear, whether we ought to have nuclear plants, the reactors exploding, the leaking of radiation, guess what? Is the third reactor? Didn't some problem develop with the third reactor last night? Yep. And you look at the stock markets. Again, this shows you how the world is all one. Because not only did the stock market go into the tank in Japan, but if you look at the stock markets all around the world. What's the stock market in England got to do with the stock market in Japan?
That's all the trading that we do with each other and the money that moves around the world.
Together. All right, Roger, we're trying to figure out what the term Ides, I-D-E-S, today, the famous day in the Roman calendar, the Ides of March, the end of Et Tu Brute, the end of Caesar, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so what does it mean? Roger, you start off. Go ahead, sir.
I'm going to take a guess and just say it's the winds of March.
No, sir.
That's a good guess.
Good guess, though. Yep. What does that word actually mean from the Latin? Next up, Richie.
John is next.
John, go ahead, sir. You're on the air. Hi.
Good morning. If I'm not mistaken, it's like a bad luck, bad karma kind of thing. But, you know, like a...
Now, I'm looking for the literal translation. Yes, that's what the implication is, the literal translation.
Let's try Nick in red.
Nick, what's the literal translation? Nick, go ahead, sir.
It is a warning of danger.
Danger, Will Robinson. Yeah, it actually means to divide. Go ahead, Richie, 28 past the hour.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm David Cordani, CEO of Cigna, a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. Over the past 17 years, we've teamed up with the March of Dimes to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. Together, we'll continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the people of Cigna and teams from 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Jumpstart your team at marchforbabies.org.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95, available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Near you.
Here we are, 33 minutes after the hour. It's Tuesday the 15th, the Ides of March. For those of you who are just joining us, I spent a few minutes talking about the meaning of Ides, or the derivation more, as I said when I was an English teacher, the etymology of the word I-D-E-S.
I love etymology.
Derived from, you like to have it with your... Some people think I'm talking about soy, edamame.
Oh, edamame. Okay,
yeah, right.
Sorry.
No, that's it. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, the Good Day Gang. The word Ides derived from the Latin to divide. As Richie said when we were in queue after the folks were on the air trying to figure this out, 15th divides the May, the month in half.
I didn't, until you told me what it was, then I went, oh, duh.
Duh, right. Duh.
Winning.
Winning. We remember March as the
winning
month that has Ides because it was on this day that Caesar was assassinated. And as Shakespeare wrote about the Ides of March, Caesar and Brutus and the others who were involved in the conspiracy, this didn't come from them. It came from Shakespeare. Again, duh. But a lot of people think that this came... This was something that Brutus actually said to Caesar, because Caesar realized that Brutus was the
like he sat there and said, "Beware the Ides of March."
Yeah, right. Yeah, Brutus was when you think about what happened to Jesus on the cross, and how that whole thing.
Yeah, well, Jesus had a clue.
Yeah, no, I'm
Caesar
trying.
Really didn't.
No, Caesar didn't know who the bad guys were around him. Right. Jesus knew that there was a traitor in the midst. But how many of us felt sorry for, when you get right down to brass tacks, how many people, you don't feel sorry for Brutus, but Judas you sort of feel sorry for, don't you? I mean, because Jesus sort of turned back, turned the other cheek stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Have you ever felt when you were... Learning about this in church, you ever feel sorry for
him squealing on Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because he realized later that he had done wrong.
Late.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that he couldn't do anything, and he apologized.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jesus, that you're going to die on the cross, and I was the one who turned you in. That's,
Okay.
I'm the one who squealed. It was me.
I think this conversation could be quickly a no-win conversation.
Not winning.
Winning.
Yeah. All right. So the poll today at DougStefan.com asks you to tell us who you think needs our help more. This is a very good question, which I would like to underscore. Who needs our help more, the folks in Japan or the people in Libya? It's a very good question.
I think today, right this minute, Japan.
Libyans need to help themselves for a couple more weeks.
Well, but there's a no-fly
zone,
it would be appropriate to stop the killing. I understand that. But Japan, I would vote for Japan. So the three options at the poll, who needs to help more, who needs to get our help more, Japan or Libya? A, Japan. B, Libya. C, we ought to stop helping other countries and take care of ourselves.
Yeah,
see,
a lot
that
of
was the
vote
thread. Oh yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people vote for that.
Until
something bad happens here, and then we're gonna.
Well, but when that happens, you always hear people asking. When we had the, for example, the situation with Hurricane Katrina, and New Orleans, and you heard all of these naysayers would be on.
Where were
other
countries helping us?
Yeah, why aren't they all helping us? Yeah. But we did get help from.
We did.
Not from,
Australia,
from governments, but we got help from, people.
Yeah.
Did we get help from the government of Australia?
Yeah, I think we had, the Canada and Australia and the Brits, I think, sent teams of something or other.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, the Queen of Cheap, again, underlying what also is at DougStefan.com, free calls and texts to Japan. You can check that out. I sent a video to Ken. Yesterday's video at DougStefan.com, which you can still find there, is a...
The tractor guys.
It's a video of some farmers in Sweden who figure out how to get a tractor out of the mud. And then somebody sent me Richie, you're going to love this. This is a video of how to change a fan belt on a car. And
Why am I going to love that?
Watch it. That's why you have to these things you can't describe them because although I think I'm pretty good at taking pictures and translating them into words so you can use your imagination but this is the kind of a quick story. This is a very quick story.
Oh, it's a VW fan belt. Yeah, the old 60s bugs. I mean. Yeah. You could change a motor in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's four bolts and a couple of hoses.
Yeah, this is really quite clever.
Oh, this guy's crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it myself. But.
Oh, the motor's running.
Yeah.
Okay, Rich. And the motor's running.
All right.
That guy's nuts.
Hello. That's the whole idea for showing you how and look at how well it works.
He can get a screwdriver in the eye real easy on that one.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Be careful. Maybe don't do this at home. Would be good advice for those of you who check out our video of the day at DougStefan.com. All right, so next item of interest here, because we don't have Dr. Ken, I'm going to spend a few minutes on this as this is one of those I told you so moments. Do I sound like a brat when I go back to some of these things and say we've all talked about this stuff? The United States government and the TSA, Transportation Security Administration, have once again subjected you to unnecessary harm in a way that could be extraordinarily harmful to your health. If you're a traveler, you go through the airport screeners. Remember when I said when they first came out, I was not going to go through this? And I'm so annoyed. And those of you who have followed, not following me doing this, but followed me with my suggestion that you not have these scanners, do not let them put you through the scanner, go through the pat-down. And the way they treat you like dirt when you go through these lines. Well, there's another report out this week, and the TSA and its ability to oversee the upkeep of these X-ray scanners. They don't know how. The bottom line here is they don't know how they work. They don't know how to fix them when they go out of... You know how Richie, you and I have always talked about the radar guns on police cruisers, and when you if you get stopped and you know the routine, you can ask either the officer or you can ask in court, did the was there a calibration done on the radar gun to make sure that it was working?
I got nailed with that once.
I know you did get nailed, but it's worked for me.
Yeah, the cop I had, he had his tuning fork.
Yeah,
know,
right.
Boom,
exactly.
Passes on the dashboard, and he's like 35
now,
watts.
Oh, so what God. I'm trying to, there's an equivalency to keeping the adjustments in the maintenance of these scanners. And apparently, some private organization who feels like I do that these damn things aren't safe. Now, the TSA saying, oh, yeah, it's absolutely safe. They had 247 machines now, and they have not been able to certify that the radiation, the ionizing that it emits, is not harmful. Not for one of them can they do that. Meanwhile, they continue. And you know what? I'd be worried about not the people as much going through as the liability the taxpayer will have when a bunch of these TSA agents that are working close to these machines come down with all kinds of leukemia, bone cancer, you name it, in 20 years. And again, all these people are all in lockstep. It's like we've got an army of lemmings, and they all do what they're told to do. The radiation, the people who have gone through these things, you know as well as I do, somebody's going to test this because somebody wants to sue the government.
Right.
I don't want to sue the government. I just don't want it done to my body. But there are people who are going through these machines, and somehow they figure out how to button to their fly, or somehow under they've stitched something into their the waistband so they can measure the radiation. And the radiation that they've come up with, 10 times higher than what they said was going to be in the machines. And even at that point, I said, and others who looked at this, hey, that's too much radiation. But in fact, they're emitting 10 times as much as was thought. TSA said, oh, those are math mistakes. Huh? What do you mean they're math mistakes? What does that mean? This is one of those things, and you can say, okay, how much can we be protesting? We got protests for the unions, we got protests, but this is the way it all works. It boils down to how much stuff can they throw at you, and, you know, you have to pick your, it's kind of like that poll. We got to pick our battles. We help Japan, we help Libya. All right, let's help Japan. So where do we take a stand on some of these things? The bigger story is the unions and how much the pensions are costing, and that sort of stuff. So, all right, here's a big story, but in the scheme of things, is this as important to the average person? Jennifer, what's more important to you? What happened? Where'd Jennifer go?
I think she's thinking.
No, she's not.
No.
She may have fallen off of the planet.
Apparently.
Yeah. All right, so Richie, more important. Well, which battle do you pick? Helping Japan, a protest that you have.
You guys couldn't hear me at all, could you?
Not at all.
No,
oh, my God. I was talking
zero.
Away here.
Yeah, zero. I think we're at this point helping Japan.
Mine was Japan also, by the way.
All right.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's drill down a little bit more. All right, but that's because that's not a protest kind of thing, although there's some people that will protest that. The unions and their and what the ramifications are of all of the pensions and the benefits and stuff that they get, is that something that we feel more strongly about? And if you only pick one thing to protest about, do you get upset about that? Or do you take, excuse me, for me, because I have a bully pulpit here, I can yell and scream about a lot of stuff, and some of it's fun and some of it isn't.
Right.
I don't find this fun. I don't find this amusing, but I find it troubling that so many people said that these machines, these 127 X-ray, I think that's the model of it, whatever it is, you go back to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, this is the government, all right, finds that the TSA and its maintenance contractors failed to detect the problems in the first run of these machines, which were used for baggage. Now they're worried about the people who are running these machines that the baggage gets scanned. You know, you sit at each airport.
You can see the little thing.
You
go,
see, right? Yeah. You see the bag go through. And that's apparently extraordinarily bad for the people who are operating the machines.
But yet we get to walk through.
And that doesn't even speak to the whole scam in general of the TSA. I was talking to the bus driver yesterday. You know me. I talk to everybody.
You talk to everybody.
I'm sitting on the bus, and the bus driver, and I'm the only one on the bus. And I'm on my way to pick up the car. And so we were talking.
At the airport.
At the airport, yeah. So we were talking about things that are going on. And he sees a TSA guy who's going to pick him up. And then for some reason he didn't. I don't know why. So the TSA, but we start talking about the TSA. And this guy's telling me what a complete scam this is. Like he's speaking to the, I love listening to this stuff.
Yeah.
Because I agree. It is a complete scam. Not one person has been, we haven't prevented anything by having the TSA. We've harassed hundreds of millions of people on tens of millions of trips and spent billions of dollars.
And
right. For what? Nothing.
No.
Nothing. And we sit here and we take it like bumps on logs.
You don't think that they wouldn't stand up and hold their trophy up if they caught one terrorist trying to sneak in with a bomb?
Yeah.
I don't think people know what to do to protest anymore. I just think we've lost that.
I think that you have a whole, if people get their act together, you go to the airport and say, we're not doing this.
I think people
close the airport down
to protest. It's called, you're seeing it in the Middle East. It's called social networking.
Yeah,
but I think in America, we are so into convenience and making our flight that we don't
think about how we're going to kill ourselves.
Well,
we'll
protest until it's inconvenient for us to protest.
Right.
Anyway, food for thought from the Good Day program at 12 before the hour.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
800-510-8255.
Easy for you to say.
It is easy. 800-510-8255. Thank you, Richie.
But one more time, I didn't hear that.
800-510-TALK.
Ah, I like that better.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
15%.
Technology now in the focus on the Good Day program, 53 after the hour. Would you like to apply the same principles of success that Apple has used for your business? Boy, wouldn't I love that. We could learn a lot, Richie. So let's see if we can learn the lesson well in the time we have allotted with Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, who will point us in the right direction. You get help next on Good Day.
Hi, it's Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, and I want to talk with you about automatic web-based backups of your computer. There's a great $5 per month backup service from MyMedia.com. It keeps your pictures, music, movies, and documents safe and secure online. You set it up the first time, and MyMedia backs up new pictures as well as file changes automatically, and you can access this information from anywhere. This is peace of mind. It's off-site safety for your priceless personal media. Go to MyMedia.com for your free trial. That's MyMedia.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
There's a new book out called Enchantment, written by Guy Kawasaki, whose job years ago was to evangelize Apple's Mac computers. The subtitle of the book is The Art of Changing Hearts, Minds, and Actions. Kawasaki knows about the art of amassing supporters. Before Twitter and social media went mainstream, he was one of the top bloggers in the world, writing about entrepreneurship and marketing. Then came Twitter, and almost immediately, Guy became one of the most followed business Twitter users out there. Today, he runs a terrific online newsstand called alltop.com. It collates the five most recent stories from countless sources, mainstream and niche. In Enchantment, which launched last week, Guy sets out to teach people how to bring about, quote, voluntary, enduring, and delightful change of hearts in other people. He talks about building rapport, overcoming resistance, and how to enchant employees or your boss. It's easy to read, engaging, and most importantly, extremely helpful. Typical Guy Kawasaki. I'm Alex Goldfain.
The massive Japanese earthquake set tsunami warnings halfway around the world, including here in America. T.K. Anderson has more on how a service available on a lot of GM cars is ready to help if it's needed.
OnStar, the in-vehicle service on many GM automobiles, is offering crisis assist services to subscribers affected by the tsunami warning set off by Japan's record earthquake. OnStar's Adam Dennison says subscribers in Hawaii and the West Coast from Southern California to Alaska now have access to specially trained crisis advisors.
Regardless of their plan, subscribers can access advisors who can contact emergency responders and direct them to their exact vehicle location. OnStar advisors can also give information for evacuation routing, food, water, and shelter locations, along with info on road closures, power outages, and even weather updates.
OnStar will also be able to assist state and federal agencies with real-time crisis information and be there to keep them connected.
Subscribers without power in their homes or dead cell phones can push the OnStar blue button to stay connected. We also encourage subscribers to be good Samaritans and contact an advisor if they witness someone with an emergency need.
For more, log on to OnStar.com. That's Newsbreak from GM.
All right, moving ahead into this week, as we look later in the week, March 17th. Every time March 17th comes around, we're reminded of the cultural richness brought here by Irish immigrants, because St. Paddy's Day is the 17th. Mm. And we go back and look at our history, a lot of great culture, a lot of fun has come from the Irish. Brian Osich has more on how anybody wanting to learn more about their Irish heritage can see a more vivid picture of their history on the Emerald Isle.
On St. Patrick's Day, everyone's a little Irish, and now you can see just how much you might be. To honor Ireland's cultural contributions the world over, Ancestry.com is launching four new collections to help people discover more about their own Irish roots. The company's lead family historian, Anastasia Harmon, says they're the definitive online collection of 19th century Irish historical records.
The records, including land valuations, photos, and survey maps, date back to 1824. Few records exist from this period, so these are immensely valuable to anyone researching their Irish heritage or seeking a more complete view of Ireland before and after the Great Potato Famine.
Harmon says whether or not you're Irish, starting a family history research project is easy.
Start with what you know. Ancestry.com search technology will comb through billions of records to uncover your family history.
For more or to learn more about a sweepstakes to win a trip to Ireland, log on to Ancestry.com/Irish. That's Newsbreak from Ancestry.com.
This is Troy Aikman
at Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the warranty guarantee.
What are you waiting for?
Oh, I was just actually thinking about our future, Rich.
Oh, well, I know what our future is.
Yeah, it's the news.
The news.
He's pondering.
Yes, that's true. And I'm going to ponder Larry King's future.
Oh, it's, yeah.
59 past the hour on Good